Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe Carl Anthony Towns is the MVP of this series through two games. I understand Jalen and his clutchness in both game one and to a degree in game two. You know, he didn't make both free throws. He did miss a shot, but he did technically have the free throw that ultimately gave them the one-point lead. But if it wasn't for Carl Anthony Towns, the Knicks would not have been in a situation, Jalen Brunson would not have been in that situation late in game one to be Mariano Rivera-like, to be that closer, to be that clutch player, to be Captain Clutch, to be the guy that Jalen Brunson is better than anybody in this sport, which is the most clutch player in the league. But Carl Anthony Towns set the stage for JB. Cat was pivotal, not only his offense, not only his rebounding, but most importantly, his defense on Wemby, which has been awesome in this series. So the two-way play of Carl Anthony Towns and just his energy, finally, the cat becoming the dog. Carl Anthony Towns has been phenomenal, really throughout this playoff run. And now in his crowning moment, his crowning achievement, I believe he's on his way to a finals MVP, and I'm rooting for him. And the reason I'm rooting for him is because Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. Aaron Judge was the king of New York. And we had a vote here at WFAN. And I believe the voting ended and we tallied up all the votes and we gave out the results of those votes at last year's Fanatics Fest, if memory serves me correct. And we're coming up next month on the next Fanatics Fest. I'm pretty sure that's when the results were given out. But it was all the hosts here at WFAN. And Aaron Judge, pains me to say this, at the time it certainly did, that Judge won in a landslide. I voted for Brunson, but I was one of a few that did. Judge won easy, and he was officially crowned King of New York, officially here by the WFAN on-air staff. There's not going to be a revote, because once the Knicks finish off this sweep, Jalen Brunson, hands down, not even a question, not even a debate, not even an argument, will be the king of New York. When you are the guy to turn this franchise around, when you are the superstar, the leader, the guy that got this team a chip, a ring, a parade, this fan base, everybody involved, we got this moment because of Brunson coming here and being that guy that we've all been looking for years and years and years, that superstar. Even though he wasn't one at the time, he blossomed into it. And Brunson's approval rating has always been 100%. You know, the honeymoon is still going with Jalen Brunson. He's always complimented, never criticized. And when he wins a championship, he will, at least in my list, be the third greatest Knick of all time and has an opportunity to become the greatest. Jalen Brunson's legacy and legend and aura will always be in the highest of rankings in this city. But Karl Anthony Towns, local guy, brought in as the second star to go along with Brunson, it's been anything but for him. Cat has received nothing but criticisms. Low basketball IQ, he's soft, he's never going to win, especially in a town and in a city and in a place like New York. He's never going to be able to handle Madison Square Garden and all the pressure. Bad body language. He's not that guy. For Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP, would be such an amazing accomplishment individually for him. You know, whether it's Shaq, whether it's Barkley, look, there's a long list of doubters. And at times, fair. I've questioned his basketball IQ. I've questioned his toughness. Certainly in his previous stop, that's for sure. Because Karl Anthony Towns always had the talent, but there's a lot of things that would just drive you nuts about him as a player. But you always knew the talent was right there with anybody else, especially at his size, in the history of the sport in terms of shooting a basketball, that's for sure. But for Cat to have this moment, like Brunson's going to have his moments. He's already had a million. He's going to have a million more. He's always going to be remembered. He's going to go down as, I mean, at this pace, one of the all-time greats to ever play a sport here in this city. But for Karl Anthony Towns to have this on his resume, to have this as part of his legacy, after all he's kind of been through and gone through as a member of the Knicks, and really throughout his career, starting with Minnesota and now here in New York, for there to be Giannis chatter, and Cat always kind of felt like, it's not going to happen with Cat. They got to move on from Cat. For Cat to have this moment, not just to silence some of the critics, but to just have this. Yeah, that's why I'm rooting for him. Because everything flipped when Mike Brown started to run this offense through Cat. And everything flipped when Karl Anthony Towns started playing defense. And that has all culminated in the job he's doing in these first two games. As the Knicks did something only the 93 Bulls and 95 Rockets were able to do, and that's when the first two games of the finals on the road. They would not have done that without Karl Anthony Towns. He is as big a reason as anybody as to why the Knicks are in the position they're in. And I would love to see him get this moment. Because by all accounts, he's a great guy. By all accounts, he's a team-oriented guy and a guy that wants to be a Knick and wanted to be a Knick and didn't want to go anywhere. And I think the reason why Karl Anthony Towns struggled early this year or wasn't the offensive force that we have known him to be was because of Giannis, was because of the trade talks, the rumors, everything that was surrounding this franchise, in particular, Karl Anthony Towns.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Which was unfair to him, but that's the nature of the NBA. This type of stuff happens a lot. This type of stuff leaks a lot. This is what the league really lives on, which is this star player's unhappy and he's going to go to this team and he's going to join this star player. And it's unfortunate because the Knicks have done this the right way. And it's not about this star is unhappy, he's going to force a trade here, or this star is going to sign with this team and then he's going to have two stars join him, or they're going to lose all their games on purpose and hope a couple of ping pong balls bounce their way and they're picking first overall. The Knicks did this the right way. And they're being rewarded for it. And by all accounts, Karl Anthony Towns does things the right way, and he should be rewarded for it as well. But I believe that it was bothering him in the beginning of the year. I believe that all the Giannis rumors and the cloud of Giannis over this franchise got to him. It got to Kat. And once we were able to put that nonsense to bed, because it also came in a year where the expectations were through the roof. The feeling amongst, I'm sure, the team, the fans, the media was the Knicks are going to the finals this year. So just imagine you've been a part of this. You want to be a part of this. You feel like you could be a huge contributor to this. You were brought in to be that second star. The season just gets going and you have this Giannis stuff. It's only human for that to bother you, as it would bother anybody. And I think it affected Kat's play on the court. But once the Giannis stuff went away, Kat was refocused, re-energized. He knew he was going to be a part of this team, a part of this run, a place he wants to be. And we have gotten the very best of Karl Anthony Towns. Really from the trade deadline on. And it has culminated in the finals in these two games. As he has been the best player on the court, both offensively and defensively. Like the combination of both ends of the floor, I believe Kat has been the best player. And you know they want to give it to Brunson, the MVP, because it's his team, he's the star. It's a nice cherry on top. You tie the bow on the present, and that's your 2026 season. That's your 2026 Knicks. They go out in style. Brunson wins the MVP. Even though the gatekeepers of the national media don't want to allow Brunson into their club as the face of the league, essentially, because that's what he's going to be. Now they're going to want to get Wemby there as soon as humanly possible, but Brunson would have beaten Wemby, or Brunson's team would have beaten Wemby's team. They don't want him there, but they're not going to have a choice. In about a few days, Brunson is joining that club. But Karl Anthony Towns is equally responsible for the success of this basketball team. And credit Mike Brown for, you know, allegedly, reportedly listening to Karl Anthony Towns when he went into his office and said, "Hey, coach, team's got to run through me. Offense has got to run through me. I can put this team on my shoulders, and we're just going to be more effective offensively because of my ability to facilitate, my ability to knock down the three." You know, Karl Anthony Towns, he's an impossible guard. If you're tall, he brings you out to the three-point line. He could drain a three with the best of them for somebody his size. And he has just abused Wemby going to the basket and whoever they put on him. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is a man possessed right now. You could just tell how much this means to him and how much I think the Giannis stuff bothered him. So credit to him for, because he could have been lost even after the deadline and even after Giannis wasn't here. Kat could have been lost. He could have said, "You know what? This team flirted with another player. They clearly don't want me. I'm clearly not a part of their future." There were thoughts and talks and rumors and all kinds of reporting that, hey, Mike Brown and Karl Anthony Towns don't get along. Kat doesn't know his role on this team. Kat's not going to be a part of the future of this team. It could have been easy for Kat to just check out and say, "You know what? I'm going to make a business decision. Personally, business-wise, I'm offended. They don't want me. I don't want them. I'm out of here. And I'm just not going to give it my all." And the Knicks would have suffered mightily because they would not be here without him. And they would not be up 2-0 without him. and they wouldn't have had an opportunity in game one, a pivotal game one, to keep the momentum going, to keep the wave that they've been on going, to keep the run that they've had going, they would not have been in that position for Jalen Brunson to play hero, to be Mariano Rivera, to be that closer without Cat, without his performance in game one on both ends of the floor. So that's a credit to him. And that's why I'm rooting for him. Because Jalen is the king. Jalen's legend and legacy and stance in the lore and history of New York sports is going to be etched in stone by the end of this week. And I think it would be nice if Cat had his moment and got his flowers and his recognition for his contributions, not only in this series, but his overall body of work with the Knicks. That'd be great. And that's something that I would love to see.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.